Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to check our stockers and feeders here on this Friday. And we've got the latest from the stockyards, feedlots, and updating all your futures and a bit more all when we return in a moment here on K101.
Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4401 with excellent yield potential and the highly adaptable WB4422. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4632 with excellent yield potential and grazing potential, and WB4422 with adaptability across all yield environments. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Well, we did see some cash cattle trade in our part of the country yesterday. $185, that's a dollar higher than last week. Box beef, though, continues to decline. Choice is down $1.19, $2.94.20. Select is down 85 cents, $2.84.91. Choice select spread, $9.29, 114 total loads. Woodward Livestock, 2,664 head. Feeder steers steady to 4 higher. Feeder heifers steady to 5 lower. Steer and heifer calves 6 to 10 lower. Feeder cattle steers, medium to large ones, 3 weights, 366. 4 to 5 weights, 304 to 309. 5 to 6 weights, 272 to 333. 6 to 7 weights, 241 to 303. 7 to 8 weights, 245 to 256.50. 8 to 9 weights, 219 to 239. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 212 to 222.50. 1,000 pounds and over, 203 to 214.75. Apache Livestock, 1,402 head. Feeder steers lightly tested with a higher undertone. Feeder heifers steady to 6 lower. Steer calves not tested. Heifer calves 10 to 17 higher. Slaughter cows 3 to 6 higher. Slaughter bulls 10 higher. Futures in a moment.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
June live cattle up 32 cents, 176.27. August up 40 cents, 174.12. October up 40 cents, 177.40. May feeder cattle up 15 cents, 238.80. August down 32, 257.72. September down 37, 251.70. Kansas City wheat, July up 7.25, 659. December is up 6.5, 692.5. Chicago wheat, July up 9 cents, 646.5. September up 9.75, it's 667.5. July corn's up 4.25, 460.5. December is up 3.5, 483.5. May soybeans up 4 cents, 1196.75. July's up 1.25, 1209.75. July cotton is down 40 cents, 78.20. December is down 56, it's 75.90. June crude is down 20, 79.06. And June natural gas unchanged, 229 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.